shit. All right. And okay, we're back. Okay. Welcome to our, this is our fifth podcast. We've actually kept this going. This is the longest I've kept anything going in our youth ministry in 8 years. No comments from everybody here. Let's everybody introduce themselves. We're going to start over here.
I'm Brian Shannon.
Dwayne Northey.
Luke Frazier.
Logan Giss.
Patch Grace.
Go ahead.
Kaltari.
All right, and I'm Lee Folks, of course, and our two special guests today. Who has introduced our special guests? We've got two guys that we're really glad they're here. Dwayne, you want to do it? Tell us who our special guests are for this week.
Michael Dunn and Philip White.
Michael Dunn. That's our studio audience. Thank you very much for coming. All right, we are. You know what? I just want to say to all both of you listeners out there, I'm really thankful that you all are still listening, because without you, well, we'd still be doing a podcast. But
me and Philip were the listeners.
Oh yeah.
Guests on the show.
See, that's, why don't we go ahead with what Brian ate, since Brian is not eating anything.
Burp. Yeah, we need to right. Smell it or something.
Hold on, let me get.
Wow, Brian, that was gross.
Can you guess what that is?
Think about it for like 15 seconds.
There's definitely so multiple some vinegar in there somewhere.
All right.
We have...
is this the new thing? We're smelling what Brian burped and trying to guess what he ate?
All right. Here are the choices. You have A, chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A, or B, chicken nuggets from McDonald's, or C,
I'm saying one of the first two.
Chicken nuggets from somewhere that I can't think of because I didn't go, no!
All right. You have some time to yourself to think about that.
What, there's only two choices.
And I put a third one in there.
So while we're thinking about that, let's go with looking ahead now that I've run to the other room to get the printout.
September 15th, we have a junior high lock-in starting at 10 p.m. through 8 a.m. September 16th, we're having a senior high capture the flag at 4 o'clock. On September 24th, we have a senior high leadership team meeting from 12:30 to 2:30 after church.
Which will be canceled.
It will not be canceled. The other one...
Let's keep it rolling.
Okay, October 27th through October 29th, we're having a junior high retreat at Taylor Christian Camp. The cost would be $50.
Yeah.
My bad.
Whoa, Luke just killed my youth group budget.
October 28th, we have a senior high hayride and bonfire. It's at the Browns' house for the annual fall hayride.
And that also is going to cost $50.
For gas.
November 17th. November 17th through 19th, we're having a senior high fall retreat at Jonathan Creek. The cost will be about $70, and the information will be available later.
So... All right, so what are we doing? Sorry.
Wow, Luke, that was hilarious.
Silent jokes on podcast. All
right, thank you, Luke, for our looking ahead. Nobody's going to come to this segment. And that was brought to us by, what do we think? Where did Brian eat? Chick-fil-A or McDonald's?
Planet Smoothie. The best tasting smoothie on the planet.
Not to mention chicken nuggets.
Not.
Where was it? Planet.
What?
It was Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, well, like every other
week. It has the best...
Oh!
That's a big surprise.
I guess whatever the other one was.
McDonald's.
Yeah, that.
All right. Well, that was good. Very nice. This really is a disaster. I don't know what to do.
Can we start over?
Don't worry. We will do it. Oh, wait. What's going on here? Okay. Yeah,
ooh, we're still recording.
We have a computer problem. If our sound is better or worse, it's because we're doing a new computer and it's not... Because I was...
If our sound is better or worse, nobody will notice.
That's a good point. All right. So, let's go to our guests here, Michael Dunn and Philip White. And why did y'all want to invite Michael and Philip?
They can, be funny, and then they can, feed off of each other being funny.
Pretty much make us funnier.
Right.
See, that's, if we that's 18 funny years people. Of getting on each other's nerves.
And we're going to disappoint you guys, probably.
Yeah.
No, hey, if they're still listening, they're already disappointed.
Too late.
All right, so Michael Phillip, what's tell us a little bit about yourselves. And y'all think of questions, by the way. We got to come up with questions. I didn't come up with a list of questions.
Go figure.
Yeah, I know.
We did for your wife.
Okay.
And we're back.
Who's going first?
Go ahead, Michael. Or how about we tell about each other?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
This is Michael Dunn. His name is Michael Dunn. And he likes strange music. Fair enough.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I know about it.
18 years.
Okay, this is Philip White. He recently got married to someone he doesn't deserve.
Amen to that one.
He plays World of Warcraft a lot.
I'm a nerd.
And he's lucky that he's married, otherwise he probably wouldn't have a girlfriend.
Another brutally honest truth.
When are you gonna start?
No, wait a second.
Taking hits at me? You didn't take any hits at me.
It's all true though. So I can't. Yeah.
And let's see. You work for a telecommunications company.
Yeah. Ooh.
And you got fired already and rehired.
Yeah. They decided they couldn't live without me.
That's excellent.
Luckily, they don't listen to this podcast.
Philip, where? Yeah.
And Michael is, speaking of relationships, Michael is completely and totally, absolutely, 100% single.
Oh, all those ladies out there.
Did I mention he's completely and totally single? He's a pretty big ladies' man, though, you know. They're all great friends. They like giving him high fives and, you know, that kind of stuff. A lot of flirting there. And I guess that's about it.
And he works. Where's he work?
He likes
he works at some shirt place. Blue Cotton, I believe. And does some graphic design. Boring job there. But he loves it so much. It's his favorite job ever.
All right, I think our that was very good. That was very nice. And I just, from my behalf, I have to say that when I came here many moons ago, Philip and Michael were but freshmen in the youth group, and so
what freshmen?
Cool freshmen.
That's not
no,
very
okay.
Nice.
Maybe I should rephrase that. No, they were freshmen in the youth group, and so we had many fun years together. My formative years in youth ministry.
Many butt fun years. Oh, where's that edit button?
Yeah. And so anyway, so they I've had a lot of fun memories, and it's been fun to see them grow up from being part of the youth group until now they are actually like chaperones and leaders in the youth ministry, which if you had told me that, you know, 8 years ago, I would laugh. So,
6 months.
I think we have some questions.
Yeah. All right. I got one question for each of you. First, Philip.
What page is this on? What? 1001 complete
this
book
is
of
not,
questions.
This is random questions.
We've been thinking about this. I was thinking about this all week, and you have to make fun of me.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you were a WWE SmackDown wrestler, what would your name be, and what would be your name on the calling card?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did you ever watch WWE SmackDown?
What would your if you were a wrestler, what would your name be? Just put that.
My name would probably still be Philip, although I might go by a different name.
Which would be
probably something that attempts to be intimidating but ends up being
like,
just kind of
which is
strange.
He would be the Creek Bully, that's what he would be.
Yes. I would be that guy.
And he'd wear a wet t-shirt.
And the crowds would go wild.
But it's a dark t-shirt.
A dark color t-shirt. All right. Yeah, see, because the reason I said that.
A sweatshirt over top.
Yeah, Philip.
And a fleece pullover.
All right.
I'm trying to drive.
Let's show us a place for the crickets.
Can I get a different question? Because I don't want to answer that one.
Okay. If you were stranded on a deserted island, which three people would you want to join you with?
A desert island?
A deserted island. I know what you're thinking.
Let's see. Is there a...
Is there a gender specification?
Okay, wait, here we go.
Because I wouldn't bring any other guys if I were you.
You're married.
It's true.
Yeah, you are married.
Three people? Bring three people. Mm-hmm. I'm not included in the three people. Mm-hmm. This is tough.
Present company included.
Well, let's
now,
see.
Now, present company accepted.
I have to...
Just to reduce the pressure.
No. Let's see. I would... Probably Lee. Because he's a minister. And then some really hot chick with a great personality and a love for God so he can marry us.
You're still missing one.
Okay, oh, yeah, and a dog.
Third person.
And a dog. I don't think it said mammals. I think it said humans.
A Pekingese. Brown Pekingese.
Hey, no, wait a minute. I have a question.
That makes it count as a human.
That's, this is great for you and everything, but after you get married, I'm still stuck on the desert island.
With the dog. Yeah,
right. Thanks. Can Ashley get to be the third person?
No. You're my minister and butler.
Take a general contractor so he can build you a mansion.
Good. Well, Lee's a handyman of some kind.
You get your house to fall apart.
Unskilled labor.
Oh. Great, I'm stuck on a desert island with Michael and some hot chick. I guess I got to be their babysitter when they have kids. That's wonderful.
Hey,
you can marry one of my... Never mind, that's not food. He's
already married.
I'm definitely editing this. Okay. All right, somebody else have a question for these two guys?
Maybe there'll be natives.
Like Gilligan's Island. Try to eat us.
Next question from the book.
Cricket.
Well, I have a question to my brain. You guys have any favorite stories about when you guys were in the youth ministry?
That you can tell.
That you can tell without.
We can't ask that question to Josh Brown and Chris Paisley.
Are there any that Lee doesn't even know about yet?
Would you like to hear any of them that don't involve Chris Paisley? Because that narrows it down significantly.
You can tell a Chris Paisley story if you want to. Just not... Well, never mind. Go ahead. As long... This is...
What, not the mouse one?
And not the next door neighbor.
Yeah, not the next door neighbor one. Were you there for that? Go ahead. Okay, you can tell the mouse one.
See that?
That one's not. I like the Dr. Pepper and the BB gun. That one's a good one.
Yeah. Go ahead. I didn't instigate that one. What else do you have to say? Dr. Pepper and BB gun in a hotel room.
Chris Paisley.
Chris Paisley brought a BB gun on a youth group trip.
Hey.
Not a good idea.
Yes.
Well, Chris Paisley having a BB gun in the first place, not a good idea. That was the first
thing. This is a cautionary tale of what you should not do.
Yet that gives me an idea.
And for the parents out
start
there,
frisking kids.
Lee might or might not have been the youth group at this, or the youth minister at this time, just so he doesn't get in trouble. No, anyway.
I was, but I didn't know about it. I was down the hall guarding the girls.
Yeah.
Praying.
That's what I was doing. Yeah, I was praying for the kids. That's it. I forgot, but that's I remember now. I was praying. I was deep in thought and prayer. My eyes closed. Go ahead.
And your ears.
Yeah, so Dr. Pepper can that was
shaken, not stirred.
Not stirred. And fired into repeatedly with a BB gun.
And it's
forcing praying. Dr. Pepper to spew all over the ceiling, comforter, and walls.
Yeah.
Blinds,
the other side
shades
of the room was covered.
Pretty much the entire room.
And then
was
Chris wiped it up with the bed comforter.
Yeah. And then watered it and shoved it under the bed.
Yeah.
And then pulled out another Dr. Pepper.
Did it again.
Yeah. Well, the first time they didn't shake it up, and someone who will remain unnamed, whose name starts with and ends with E. That would be me.
I was going somewhere totally different.
Yeah. I was like, Michael. That's how I do.
Anyway, recommended that shaking it might cause a slightly larger explosion. And I immediately ran and stood by the bathroom door.
And I just watched and laughed and had no part of it.
Yeah. And I didn't find out about this till I graduated.
Yeah. It was our graduation present to Lee. Yeah, that's true. Why was there a $575 charge for you?
Somehow. Yeah, really. Somehow that Birmingham trip always seemed to be a big...
With me and Josh?
And Chris.
Oh, I thought you meant the don't cross the street one.
No, that was different.
That was bad.
That's another cautionary tale. All right, we're digressing. It's fun for me. I don't know if anybody else. I don't think the Pathalskis in Japan are getting much out of this. Oh, yeah, the Pathalskis usually tune in.
Hi, PJ. I'm sorry. This isn't a very good...
Dead air.
Yeah, this isn't a very good reminder of how America is.
Okay, what do you guys feel about your age?
What do we feel about it?
Do you feel about it?
I feel that it's a little bit after 22, a little bit before 24, somewhere in there.
How you guys feel?
What's it like being, what's it like for these guys, what's it like being, adultlets? You're not adults anymore, you're adults. What's it like being an adult? Is it like you thought it would be, or is it?
Sure. I don't know. I have to go to work every day and
play bills.
Nah, Sarah does all that. I just hand her my paycheck and run away. Yeah, I pretend to be an adult, but really, I just hide from all those responsibilities. Still, I'm not an adult. What are you talking about? No, it's pretty similar to what I expected, I guess.
How's it feel like to see me? No. Which I got my permit.
Well, you never know.
I got my permit Tuesday.
Okay. Congratulations!
You actually passed.
Yeah. And remember when I was like down here?
Yeah, I remember picking on you.
Tree racing around. The,
yeah. I remember babysitting you and Edward.
And you like wet your pants at church that one time. Remember that? Oh, wait, I'm making
that
was
just
that
the other
way.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Do
it.
Oh.
Okay.
He needs a hug now.
Okay. All right, Caleb, give him a hug.
All right. This probably is directed towards Philip, but what annoys you most about women?
I think Michael might be a good one for this one.
Or Michael, what annoys you most
I'm
about
I'm not
men?
Answering now. I don't know what you're talking about. My wife might possibly almost listen to this.
No, she won't make it this far. Bonus.
About 17 minutes
ago. Probably think about
this one. Let's see. What's really annoying about women is when you break up with them and then they secretly date your best friend behind your back.
I like that.
I'll see you guys later!
I'm just kidding. I had to bring that up at least once.
How many times that happened?
Just once. No. Actually,
maybe
no. The second
the
time it wasn't secretly. It was just out in the open.
Yeah. That was bad.
I don't know which is.
All right. We're almost finished here. But what's
the serious question?
Yeah, ask a serious question.
The one we ask everybody.
Anybody got a serious question?
What's your advice for teenagers today?
Spiritual advice.
Well,
so we're trying to justify doing this in a church town, using church equipment.
You want to go or me?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, I would. I would say you need to really cherish the friends that you have in youth group, and really, I mean, it's okay to be involved in other things. Me and Philip were both involved in other things in school, but. Just, I would say stay committed to this group and be leaders in it. And, like, my only close friends I had left from high school were the ones that were in the youth group with me, like, Philip. And so, yeah.
Ditto what you said. And another thing, one of the things that I kind of hated most about, am I allowed to say hate?
Yeah.
FCC, do they regulate them?
Yeah, just don't say crap. Oh, crap. I mean, oh, ugh. Nothing. Go ahead.
Anyway, that was the youth minister. one of the things that I hated most about the whole high school era was all the social divisions. That means where people think different things. And, never mind. That was a bad joke. But the social divisions in... I was trying to dumb it down, but it's... Too dumb.
You're
to say clicks, aren't you?
No, but all the social divisions there are in high school, and but one of the things that I enjoyed most about the youth group and about that environment was how no matter what you were involved with, you always had that to come back to, and always those friends to be with and spend time with and share your problems and your successes and all that with. So that's one of my, just be as involved as you possibly can, and stay close to everybody that you have as a friend, I guess. Yeah.
Also, if you get the chance, talk to Lee about flag burn.
Yes. It was the best 3 weeks of lessons.
There was one lesson. Ever heard. There was one lesson.
Sorry, it just felt like a longer time than that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, what it was it lesson. Sunday?
I still got that. That's coming back around in rotation. Next time it comes up in the news, I'm ready. All right. We probably need to get out of here. We're having Net Cafe, we're having fruit smoothies.
Ooh. Yeah, really? Wow. Because I wonder how many people are going to listen to this podcast before smoothies that start in how many minutes?
Yeah, this one won't even be up until tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that was my point. I was being sarcastic.
Good. So, no kidding. Wow.
Sorry.
All right, anything else? Anybody? Some of y'all haven't gotten a chance to contribute. I did not prepare as well for this time. I didn't have a list out and all that stuff, so I apologize.
You have a joke
for that.
Of the day.
Yeah, Tyler's not here, so Tyler is the joke of the day.
I think this podcast is the joke.
All right, well, here's the thing. If you're still listening to this, then your award is going to be that you get one of the first copies. I will let you buy a special edition. Huh?
Wouldn't it be a reward?
As opposed to what? What I'm saying?
An award. Yeah.
No, they haven't been awarded the first time. This is an award.
All right, anyway, your reward will be...
Your reward is going to be one of the first copies of the Camp DVDs from 2006. It's actually still 2006.
They'll be ready in 7 years.
No. They're done. I've actually got... it's burning as we speak at my house.
Oh.
Like the flag. But anyway, so you can get one of the first copies of that. And... I will let you have it for the low price of $10.
Wait. How do you guarantee that the people that listen to this get it first?
Give them a secret code.
The secret code of the day is...
The secret code...
Chihuahua.
Did you know that there's only like 8 people in the world that can spell Chihuahua correctly? All right, so...
That's the password, hey.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
what,
seven,
spelling only. Chihuahua is the password?
Yes, if you can spell Chihuahua
backwards while standing on one hand
while floating
and eating an apple. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I don't know either. All right, if you can get to me and tell me that you listen to the end of the podcast and the special word, what's the special word? Caleb, what's the special word for the day?
That would
all right, so the special word, the first person to get to me who's not in this room to say anti-disestablishmentarianism and use it in a sentence.
Ooh. Ooh. I thought that was the word.
That's
going to be hard. Oh, I just said it. Anyway, whatever.
We have like 5 past.
Okay, we got to go. Everybody say bye.
Bye. Bye.